Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola, what is up, champion? Sam Crowley back and better than ever on a Friday. It's a Friday before Christmas. Every day is Saturday, though. You know that. I know that. Let's talk entrepreneurship. Let's talk making money. Let's talk being free. And really, the focus is just being free. I mean, the money part, meh, I don't like it. Like I tell you, it doesn't make my socks go up and down. I gladly accept money, but I don't sit and obsess about money. And I think that's really a challenge for a lot of people, especially if you're an entrepreneur. You got to get the bills paid, right? You got the mortgage, you got the rent, you got the car, you got all this stuff. Plus, unfortunately, you got that image, you know, that image you have to uphold. If you're a coach, you're a consultant, I'm spending a lot of time on LinkedIn the past 3 weeks driving a ton of leads to my calendar. And it's just simply having conversations with people, getting them booked on a call, and see if I can help them. And that is helping them explode their movement. And what I found is there's a lot of business coaches, consultants, and speakers that have no idea how to market. And I don't think that's shocking. I just think it's, I don't know, man. I'm thinking if you're a coach, what are you coaching people on? Like you're a life coach or you're a business coach or you're a social media coach or something like that, but you don't have any clients. And if you do have clients, you're making $50 an hour instead of $500 an hour. It's just, there's a definite need out there. So I'm trying to fill that need. I have not. Maybe you guys have spent time on LinkedIn. I haven't. I mean, I got a LinkedIn profile. I have no idea how many connections out there. I'm spending a lot more time there because there's a definite need. I think people confuse connections and likes and things like that with some sort of meaning. Like, I have 1,000 connections on LinkedIn, therefore I'm important. My friends list is maxed out on Facebook, therefore I'm somebody. Well, unless you're actually crushing it in what it is that you do, you're not. I mean, you're not doing what it is you need to do. And it's real simple. Let me go back to the DoorDash lesson I learned yesterday. By the way, thanks for all the great feedback on that. I loved it. Had a great time. I hung up my DoorDash career temporarily. I'll get out and do it again sometime. It was a lot of fun, man. Met a lot of people. I just enjoyed it, you know. When you're just out to enjoy stuff, you know, it's just fun. I mean, so we're just not present enough in life. We just aren't. But when I was joking yesterday about literally when I would confirm that the order was delivered from my end, I delivered the order, bam, I'd get another customer, and I had to go to the restaurant, get food, deliver it. What if your business was like that? Like as soon as you fulfilled an order or got off the phone with a coaching client or somebody like that, bam, you had another one come in. Hey, I want to do business with you. Oh, I'm interested in learning more about what it is that you have. I mean, that is how you know you're doing well online. And very few people have that going on. And so now that I'm connecting with people on LinkedIn, I'm trying to share with them, look, you don't need more clients, more customers. You need the right clients and the right customers. Because like I said also yesterday, it's way easier to make a few grand in a day than it is to make a few dollars. Like I was laughing at the one restaurant I was at to pick up food. There was another Dasher who came in and he was there to pick up food, but he definitely was somebody that was, you know, stressed out, trying to make it work. You could tell, needed a couple, but you can just tell, man. You just tell by looking at people. And I felt bad. I'm like, dude, there's a better way. You have some intellectual property. Maybe you can teach people how to, like I got the wheel of death going on my Mac right now. I got my Mac out of storage. I cleaned out my storage shed that I've had for a couple of years since we downsized our home. And there's all these old photos of my kids on there. And from 2008, I can't even get to my iPhoto on my iMac because I can't get that wheel, that rainbow wheel, to stop spinning around. And the force delete doesn't work. The command, escape, alt button, whatever it is on the Mac that force quits everything. Can't even get that to go, you know? So maybe this guy who was delivering can teach me how to do that. I would pay him a couple $100 if he could do it. I don't care. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if it takes you 2 minutes or 2 years to solve somebody's problem. They want the problem solved. Like the old story about Paul McCartney writing the theme song for Live and Let Die. He got paid some absorbent amount of money, $10 million, let's say, to write the song for them. It took him 40 minutes or something. They came in, banged it out, and left. They're like, dude, that's it? He goes, well, you wanted a song for the movie, right? Yeah. But 40 minutes, $10 million? Hey, song's a song. Would you feel better if it took me 40 days to do it? So I think there's where people think the harder, and this is a corporate mentality. This is beaten into your mind at the job when you started work, that more time means you're adding more value, and that could not be more false in the entrepreneurial world. You are paid for the value that you bring. Okay, let me reiterate, that's very important that you understand that, because you're going to fall into the same trap that I did when I first got started. Like, I would literally not leave my home office, which was a little den that I had set up an office when I first left my job in 2005 and then again in 2007. Excuse me. I wouldn't leave. I felt guilty. Like 6 o'clock at night. Oh, I haven't written enough words on my blog post, or I got to go into forums. Facebook wasn't around. So I had to go into forums and post in there and get more links out there and, you know, write more, you know, no. You know, when it really resonated with me was when all I did was send an email and got my first coaching client for $1,000. That was it. Like, wow, that took 20 minutes to do. And I made $1,000. Huh? Over the course of an hour, if I did that, that would be $3,000 an hour. I'm not a math major. That's pretty good work, you know? And so all of these things that people on LinkedIn right now that I'm focused on, just going back to this particular area, and it could be any place though, but everybody's a life coach, a business consultant, a thought leader, an author, a lot of authors on there. No, nobody gets rich writing a book, man. Books, I've written three. And I'm not even bragging. I'm just saying I've written three books. Books are a nuclear business card. Books, the only reason you write a book is to give to somebody when you're networking, or to say I'm an author, number one. That's pretty cool. You know, I wrote a book. Very few people write books. But also, you go to a networking event, you don't give me a business card, give me a book. That's it. That's a nuclear business card. But nobody writes a book, first of all, to get rich. It doesn't happen. New York Times bestsellers are so few and far between. It will not. I'm the motivational guy, right? I'm the motivational guy. But there's a lot of authors on LinkedIn as well that think, hey, I'm an author. Okay. I mean, all right. I'll give you that. That's good. But what are you doing with any of that? I'm a speaker. What are you doing with that? Are you making $100,000 an hour selling from stage? No. See, everybody has that image that they've got the title, man. Titles mean nothing. Value means everything. Write that down. Titles mean nothing. Value means everything, because you got to be able to communicate the result that you're going to bring somebody. Oh, I'll help you get more sales. Which will do what? Which will drive your top line? Which will do what? I mean, you gotta, which will do what? Which will help me automate my business, and then I can hire more people and scale it so I never have to work in it again, and the money will be coming in, and I can be free to spend time with my kids so they're not looking into the eyes of a camera at a daycare center and they're looking into the eyes of their parent. Okay, I get that. See, that's a result that you can bring to me. People are very unclear about the value they bring to the marketplace and the result, because they think writing a book is a result. Writing a book is not a result. I mean, how about this? How about the person who writes the ebook or the paperback, gets on Amazon, tells all their friends between the hours of noon and 5 to buy it, and they'll give them a free whatever, tchotchke, and they go to number one in that category for that day, and they're a number one bestseller on Amazon. You ever seen that trick played? A million times. So that's why this stuff is just, it's all saturated now. Focus on the value and focus on the result. And I promise you, even that kid that I was standing in the doorway with at the restaurant, the other Dasher, waiting to pick up the order, that was stressed out, driving a jalopy car, not having fun, he can do it too. All you got to do is be able to communicate the result, but you've got to get the client then to buy in. And if you don't have the confidence, then you're not going to be able to get that client to buy in. And confidence, it's how you position yourself. You know, it's not arrogance. It's just saying, I can do this. And have a guarantee to it. If I can't do this, you don't need to give the money back. Say, I will continue to work with you until you see the value, or X, Y, Z, because that can be subjective if they don't see it. They may not. And also, you got to put it on them. Look, you got to do the work. You have to show up. You got to be able to do this. So if you're a coach, if you're a consultant, if you're a speaker, if you're an author, if you're any one of those, would you please reach out to me so I can show you how to monetize that? Because don't be like myself 15 years ago and everybody else that gets started thinking, oh my God, I got to write more. I got to speak more. No, you got to do less. You got to work less than you're working right now. And it involves understanding the value and the very clear, focused message that you're going to drive to the marketplace. That's all you need. Don't be that person who thinks the more you work or the more books you write, the more successful you're going to be. You know what you're going to be? An overworked, stressed out. You might as well go get a job. Just go sit in a cubicle and work for somebody else, because that's how miserable you're going to be. You're going to have pallets of books in your garage, and your mortgage is going to be past due, and your kids are never going to see you. Your spouse is never going to see you. And you're going to say, what happened, man? I wrote a book. Everybody told me once I wrote a book, or once I started a podcast, or once I got a website up, then I would be somebody. No, I'll show you how to monetize that. All right. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com, samcrowleycoaching.com. I'm waiting to hear from you. Would love to work with you. All right. Get after it. Let's go, everybody. It's a big day today. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.